Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to College Football Today Radio. Sorry for the minute delay on the startup there. Had some technical difficulties last minute, but we are live. We started our college football polling for FBS, top 25, FCS, D2, NAIA, all that good stuff. And right now our class of 2019 All-American voting polls have over 12,000 submissions. The page has been visited over 5,500 times the last couple days. Of course, there's over, I think there's like 20-some polls on there. We started our class of 2020 polls today. And we got some interesting, data from all of this that I'd like to go through and talk about a little bit. First, I'm going to talk about what we're doing with this whole project. I started Scout Trial about 3 years ago. I'm a former holder for the Wichita Falls Nighthawks and the IFL. Was working out players and stuff in Texas and doing athletic training and stuff like that. And he had a company called Athletic Reform, and he was struggling to make things happen, really. So I kind of developed a plan to get kids to college, get them seen at a high level. I called it the Pipeline Program. And it involved like half the guys whom I ended up knowing, which, well, that's why I say it's a network of friends. I ended up transferring a lot for the academic issues and eligibility issues because of a car accident my sophomore year of high school. So I had to go up and down levels, NAIA, D2, Division I, all over the place. I went to Hargrave Military Academy, where I met Coach Prunty, who's the head coach at Hampton, Jarrell Poe, and all them. He played in the NFL. Good people. And so I'm glad for the opportunities that I had at all the different levels of college football, because it taught me a lot for what we need to do today to strengthen the athletes that we train, that we coach, and that we want to see succeed at a high level because they deserve it. And, they do everything right on and off the field. The main point of rankings and ratings and all that stuff, I hate it. Not gonna lie, like, I'm not a fan of ranking players on a national high school scale when there's millions. It's not easy. And the wrong people are doing it, in my opinion. Because they're not about who is the best player. They're about where the player comes from, his popularity, his media presence, all that stuff. Because it drives revenue for the colleges, and it drives revenue for the media channels, it drives revenue for everybody once it gets going. That's why all these people from these country areas, which I love, and, I grew up in some of them and lived in a lot of country places, they don't get no love. Unless you're freaking, the Michael Jordan of the country cornfields, you ain't getting no love. So that's a part of this, because there are people in those areas who care about those kids. There are people in those areas who are fans of those kids. There are people in those areas who buy stuff from those student-athletes' programs that they attend. So, and that's another point in proving that our polls will enhance your vision on, each individual student athlete, on what they bring to the table for you at your university. I didn't know it was a popularity contest. I didn't know all that stuff until I've really done this for 3 years. Yes, they do look pretty best football players. It's a given. But there's a lot of really, really good football players, and a lot of people have opinions on who the best football player is in what state. They have a different philosophy that they grew up with coaching. They have a different philosophy on what wins. Well, you're going to run the power eye formation like Nebraska used to, and Eric Krauss. There's a lot of guys that just want to run power football all the time. There's no diversity. There's no this. There's no if they don't spread it out. Oh, that guy's too small to play. Yeah, in your scheme, but not in somebody else's scheme that wins in college football today. So I got sick of the crap, really, all these channels put out on who's what, who's this, who's that. I have a lot of friends. I can call up there. I can call up anybody. NFL line coaches, NFL defensive coordinators, former GMs or the Kansas City Chiefs, former GMs. I know other GMs too, and I forget where they were at now, but I want to talk to Ozzie Newsome. But then, you know, I talked to a lot of those people, so I used their expertise, their knowledge, what they seen in different individuals that made it at the highest level, the NFL, and I used the USFL as well. You know, I watched the Kelvin Bryant of the world. I mean, he burned out by the time he got to the NFL because, you know, he ran so well in the USFL, and he was a violent runner. You know, he admitted. Alvin Harbin, shout out to him on my Facebook. Man, it goes deep. Go on my Facebook. There's a lot of people, a lot of friends. A lot of them requested me recently. You know, Carl Dunbar was from the Pittsburgh Steelers. I requested him, but dude, he found an Auburn D tackle that he messaged on the wall. Said, "What's up, Xavier?" Oh, no, he said, "Message me your number." Well, the Auburn D tackle didn't know it was the Steelers, so I had to, you know, let him know. But there's opportunities everywhere through this program, but it's not a scouting service. It's not a recruiting service. They're scams, point blank, period. It's an intelligence test. You saw it from one of them. College coach, a lot of them, unless they have to go find players. Now, Ivy League schools, it is hard to find those high academic players that can play ball at the same time with their likability, with everything, the whole package. It's not an easy process. So they use it sometimes. I know schools like D2s, a lot of D2s and D3s, like half of them. But if not, a lot of scholarship schools use these recruiting services because they're playing off a desperation of a kid that just wants to go and play football and could have been a scholarship player. 9 out of 10 times they are. So with 614-something programs that offer scholarships, there's no freaking, you know, reason to give up, especially when guys make it from, you know, Children's States, like Danny Woodhead and stuff. We got a guy there, Carson Reed, he's an amazing kicker. He will be on my list for top kicker punter in the country. He's a really good dual guy. You know, he's from Alaska, though. Alaska. So you got to take the cards that are dealt to you, but there is no level of playing. Let's put it that way. There's a hype level. That's the D1 FBS level. It's all about hype, 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 hype. Sometimes I watch film. I know some D2. I know some teams, some JUCO teams that could line up and play. So without the funding, without the fancy, you know, training table, without all that stuff, it's all great if you can handle it. A lot of guys can't handle it. That's why they're looking for mature ball players at the FBS level because you got to be able to handle it. You got to get given a lot of stuff, but you take it for what it is, stuff. What's your legacy going to be when you are done 4 years? Are you going to be in the NFL draft? You know, we talked about the guy that, you know, could have done this, could have done that, but you ate too much lobster tail. Discipline. I see D linemen every year. Top rated. And then get to camp 400 pounds. 400-pound line. He's one of my best friends at Connecticut. Tony Pichesny, Central Connecticut. I played 1AA FCS football. Proud of him. Proud that I got to play in NAIA. Learned a lot. Became a lot better as a man and a football player. Been around as a top recruit. Visited a lot of D1 schools. Visited Penn State. Visited everywhere. The office. Went to Hargrave Military Academy with Coach Perney. Top school in the country that year. We would beat anybody. Line us up. All freshmen. They said if we rivals and all the, you know, people I complain about today, said we, if we were a real team that year, we would have been ranked 5 in the nation. I remember we were against UNC 49-3 at halftime or something like that. Keelan Williams, Redskin, Detroit line went off for like 400 yards, I think, rushing in the first half. I never seen such a show in my life. Which is awesome. They'll be protecting these guys. You know, I just talked to a Scott Trout lead parent. You know, kids get burnt out early, going both ways in high school, all day. There's specialized situations you can use kids in. If they're going to, you know, enhance what they do at the next level with, you know, two-way guys.
So, anyway, we've got a lot of folks today, a lot of stuff going on here. I'm going to go over some of the numbers that, you know, we looked at and that are on the pages today. Now, the numbers have been changing. They change by the minute. At one point, every minute, we were getting a vote. It's still hot right now. There's still a lot of votes coming in. Shannon Patrick has a lot of votes for FCS. I have not posted that yet. He had to sit out this week because he hurt his thumb. He's supposed to come back and play this weekend against Prairie View A&M. We were hoping he gets back. But he has a 288.2 QB rating. He's 27 for 36 for 75% passing, you know, completion percentage for the season. You know, he's obviously not on a – he's on a good team. I mean, good kids, good people. It's just they got beat 90-6 last game without him. So he's obviously carrying weight that on his shoulders that's a lot more than the average quarterback in college. Which he already has done at the JUCO level at Northland, where I got the opportunity to coach last year in August. Only coached in August because, you know, it was JUCO football in Minnesota. I felt like if I was there a month, they'd win a championship, and they did. So I just you know, I couldn't put up with the head coach. He's really old and like to throw out a lot of slurs to people that I didn't agree with. So I kept that under wraps, really. I mean, I really didn't wrap that day. But you move on. You move on. You get better. You learn. Learned a lot of what not to do, how not to do things, you know, on the recruiting end up there. Man, there's a lot of good football coaches. That's what people don't get. There's a lot that goes into winning. There's a lot that goes into recruiting. There's a lot that goes into moving kids up to the next level that a lot of the older generation doesn't get because they are, you know, they miss the technology age. If you're 80, 90 years old, you know, you don't have, I don't know how old Coach was, but he, you know, he just didn't get it, and it was very frustrating when I was getting kids offers and he was telling me that they're not real offers and they're not this, when I just had done it for a year and stuff like that. So, but Shannon, you know, overcame. He did well, led the nation in passing by over 1,000 yards. East Mississippi's quarterback had like 1,000-something yards less. They had to brag about how he went to the SEC. Cool. Is he playing? I don't even know. I don't follow that close, that quarterback, but I forget where he went. But Shannon, there's nobody putting up the numbers he is right now. I see him, you know, being on some draft boards. Chad Pennington type quarterback, extremely accurate, very tough kid. He's just going to get better over this next year. So let's go into the high school All-American. It's a very, very close watch. I'm going to go from the poll results page because I posted a lot of them, the new ones today, to Facebook. I could pull that up as well. We're going to talk about you know, why we did this today, I mean, why we did the rankings, the top 100, the top 300, all that stuff, you know. I just don't agree with a lot of the rankings. I see guys getting blown off the ball that are, you know, top O-linemen just because they're 6'6", 300-something pounds. And, you know, they were a little bigger than the other guy, but if you line them up together, you know, the other guy's going to move them back 2-3 yards as soon as, you know, the ball snaps. So knowing the game is won up front like that, that's a liability. You know, a lot of staffs believe they want to get the biggest guy because they're going to get him in, you know, I'm going to get him on our training program, on our, you know, meal plans, on our nutrition program and all that stuff. But, you know, that being said, you're not, can't judge his work ethic. Like, once he gets there, like, is he going to show up? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? But a lot of guys do turn into, you know, better players and stuff, but if a guy's already built, ready to go, and has all the technique and more power, more speed, you know, I'd go with that guy. I'm just saying. But so there's a lot of different coaching philosophies. Like Georgia Tech, they went line, they got smaller linemen. Teams that run option, Navy's line wasn't that big, 250, 260, that could really blow people off the football. You know what I'm saying? So they beat us at Harvard. Everyone lost we had that year. And it was astonishing because we beat everybody else that was, you know, supposed to be better. So I'm pulling through website right now, college football polls, top 25, we'll go over that. First of all, I'll get to the scout trial guys and the other players that we picked for our poll. We have evaluation profiles that, you know, this year when I was down in Mississippi, I had like about 3 to 4 day free, just morning evaluation. We'll throw you a quick little profile. We still follow you, even though, you know, you didn't join the pipeline program and all of the stuff that we do. We still go back and look and see, you know, progress and stuff. And so we selected a lot of players out of there for our College Football Today All-Americans as well. We also selected, you know, some top prospects across the country on the major 247 networks and rivals that we thought were really good players based off game footage. And so far, the popularity contest, everything we got going on here with the voting is very, 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 very interesting. You know, it comes down to there's four states that, you know, heavily recruited: California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida. So we're getting a lot of love. You know, let's look at the quarterbacks. So first we got Kevin Costa. He was able to pull in 39.5% of his tie, which he's a very good quarterback. I evaluated him back not too long ago when I was down in Mississippi on Biloxi Beach, learning how to play quarterback myself. You can check those videos out on YouTube. I think I'm doing all right. And he's leading, though, at 39.5. I mean, no, he's tied with Jarrett Guess, who's another – they say he's an undersized quarterback, but when I look at Guess, that kid got a quick release. He plays for Kennesaw Mountain, extremely talented young man, extremely talented quarterback that is going to be a very good college player. And then it looks like Zane Guthrie from Addison High School in Alabama is third in that poll chart. He's a great athlete overall, really throws the ball well. Gets it out fast. He's, you know, plays safety too, extremely well. Real good nose for the football. So nice touch passes, can throw on the run real well. Overall playmaker. Reminds me a lot of, you know, Manziel Mayfield and his capability making plays on the run, you know, just buying more time and creating for his wide receivers. So then we got Tanner Rickle on the other side here. 39.5% as well. I did not – you can't make this stuff up, people. Now, like I said, it's probably 100% changed. It's different now. The pie has changed. You're not going to have to wait until tomorrow night now for the official results of Week 1 College Football Today's 2019 High School All-American Fan Poll. Running back. Oh, I forgot the leader. Brendan Taylor has taken 40.1%. percent of the pie. A couple votes, that could have been 10, 20 votes. I don't know ahead. I haven't checked the exact stats yet, but I know over 1,000 have come in for that quarterback group alone. Running backs, DeMarc Y. Foster, TCU running back commit. He's linked on my scout trial article that this radio show is playing on. He got 39%, and so did Jay Stanton's been receiving a letter after letter after letter from University of South Alabama, where we held the All-American Bowl last year for 2018. And, you know, they were able to attend the game. I don't know if they found any prospects that night, but I know they found the Stantons down there at Crestview High School in Florida. He's got 39% of the pie. Jalen Barton on the other side is doing very, very well. Jalen Barton has really been playing well this season. He's been always a great athlete overall. Can catch. He's an all-purpose back, in my opinion, even though he fits a power back mold just because of his special ability he brings to that, you know, to the field.
is another one. That's like that. He's a little guy, a little smaller, but he's a slot. He fits in the slot a lot better than any running back I've seen. So he can fit, you know, both molds. He can play, you know, coming out of the backfield, or he can carry the ball for you, speed sweeps, you know, option game, or he can line up in the slot. And as Coach Smart said, nobody can cover him. So he's another intriguing prospect on this board that we got here. I'm on the Facebook one. This one was updated earlier on College Football Today Facebook. But, yeah, Seth Johnson is got some votes going on. And then we got Nick Silver from New York got some votes. Tyler Dobbs, it looks like he's running third right now on the one poll. He's from Colorado Highlands Ranch, power back, 5'9", about 220. Plays linebacker as well. The plan with these polls, now this is week 4 poll, we're going to have a week 5 poll as well, we're going to mix it up. So I'm going to have new guys come in on the polls. Guys are going to get slid, a new box is going to come in. So we're going to poll each week on different groups. So then at the end, we're going to take all of your votes, compile them up together, and that's going to choose who is, you know, first team, second team, third team, honorable mention, College Football Today, All-Americans. So it's a season-long contest. So like I said on Twitter earlier, I said college coaches love competitors. They want players who are going to compete. They don't guys who are just going to sell up, take everything. No, they want guys who are going to contribute, you know, day one, really. So in many capacities, special teams players do well in every area. Make people want to vote for you. Make people say, that guy sticks out, that guy's better. And that's what we're doing with these polls. That's how it's going to separate, you know, in the end. And, you know, I like the setup here. On this side, you know, Jaden Barton is winning the race. But I don't know, Wandell Robinson, I messed this chart up a little bit when I did the percentage, but he has taken a big chunk as well. I think it's neck and neck there. Wandell Robinson's out of Kentucky and just visited the University of Alabama. So Nick Saban sees the same thing I do. On the other side, we got Mecari Pruitt, who's taking a wide receiver barely over Nicky Price-Dash out of Michigan. He's a very good, talented receiver. Reminds me a lot of the Wes Welker, Julian Edelman. Tyron Wiley got added late to the mix, and he actually is taking third now, which is very impressive. On the week 4 polling, Kyle Benedict is number 1 on the other side, with Bryce Bevins very closely following in second place, with Sam Reed out of John Carroll in third. Reese Malvasio out of American Heritage is a very great wide receiver. People need to take a more of a look at him. Extremely talented. Same thing with Cameron Dyer. He fits in. We have him in the athlete category. If we're having trouble finding his stuff, he plays linebacker extremely well, in my opinion, as well, and could fit either mold at the next level and be an instant contributor as well, as he's a hard worker. Mikey Delgado out of Oak Hills, California, looks like he's in the honorable mention slot right now on the left side. Tight ends and fullbacks. This one we're going to talk about a little bit. Fullback Jimmy Bates out of Van Cleve, Mississippi. He also plays linebacker. Very gifted athlete. College coaches, like I just was talking about earlier, look for athletes that can fill positions and fill spots. You know, they fit the size, the mold, the athletic ability. Jimmy is one heck of a H-back fullback to me, to a lot of people. Obviously now, as we're seeing this, fullbacks had over 700 votes the first night, which fullbacks do not get a lot of love. So having that just kind of poll results for him is very impressive. Right now, he is winning 45.3% of the vote. So if you do the math, Jimmy's almost got like 350 votes out of this pie. Number one fullback on Rivals and 247, Jack Dineen is very close, though.
He's a very good player. I think he's more of a running back, like a power running back, not really a fullback. When I look at the fullback position, he's kind of evolved from what they're still putting it as. He's more like a H-back tight end that can come out of the backfield, catch balls. You know, Jimmy runs a 4.47. He ran 20 twice unofficially, but he ran it twice in a row. Every time I got him, I got him four times and he came back and did it again. So steadily improved over the years. I worked with him in my first scout trout camp in Mobile, Alabama. He's one of the kids that stuck with us, you know, from the beginning. Very good player. You know, fits a lot of things, can do a lot. You know, very humble, very well liked, obviously, by his poll. Which brings me over to tight ends, which, you know, Caleb Leach, I mean, he's an amazing tight end. He's an amazing athlete. You can also line up as an H-back tight end. You can play wide receiver. Very gifted, 4.6, 4.7 speed. He is winning right now 39.3% over Henry Hudson, who also has a big chunk of the pie. He might have a little more. I'm not sure, but it's a very, very close race there at the tight end position. And in third place, we have Thomas Gordon, who is signed to Northwestern from Strake Jesuit in Texas. Offensive line, some very big developments here. Danner Dolanich, center out of Creekwood, Tennessee, has really gotten his footwork better, he's got his hand placement better, he's gotten his pancake ability better, he's put some extra syrup and butter on there. That kid is a rising senior, really. I know he's a rising junior, but he's really up his stock early this year. He's winning in the poll is 39.7%. Over Ole Miss Ramsey, who also is, I think, like right there. I think it could be a tie. So they're at 1-2, but Danner's come out a long way, very hard worker, extremely good grades, very humble. And then we got Danny Matowski. He's committed to Central Michigan. He's coming in, it looks like, fourth or fifth. Lewis Paul Smith from Diverville High School in Mississippi, who is committed to the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Former home of my lawyer, Kent McPhail, and home of Parker McPhail, his outstanding kicker student athlete who – you know, he had some offers to go to Harvard, some other places, all over the place, and decided, you know, he wanted to go to his dad's alma mater in Southern Miss. And, you know, I'd like to see him start kicking the ball there one day. I mean, he's extremely accurate. But he has a strong leg, too, very, very receptive, very quick learner. You know, there's 30-year-old kickers for Ohio State, I forget. He's 30-year-old kickers everywhere nowadays in college football. I don't know how that works, but I'll figure it out one day. The guards, Preston Wilson and Brandon Brown. Preston Wilson, Oklahoma State, up against Brandon Brown, TCU. It's a dogfight right now. It's a dogfight in the trenches. Evan Wethington from Florida is in third, gaining steam. Smaller guard, but quick, strong, will put you out. He's, you know, like I said, those Georgia Tech type of guard that can pull real well, get out there, cut block, all that stuff that they like to do. Tackles. But then we got sort of the guards are tied pretty much at the top. And then you got, Evan, and then Dylan Vanilla looks like he is in fourth place as of right now. And then Lane Grant from the Stellar Guard out of Westmore High School in Oklahoma coming in strong on the tackles. Zachary Welch is leading by a very slim margin at 39.4%. He was one of my top 30 tackles on Scout Trout. He still is on our board on College Football Today. He's a very talented young man, moves his feet very well for his size. You know, something's definitely a player that I would, you know, like to see on my blind side as the tackle. He's very athletic. He's out of Oak Ridge High School in California. And then
Trente Jones out of Grayson, Georgia. He is committed to Michigan. He is coming in third, which brings us to fourth and fifth. Looks like it's a running tie between Richard Lara Jr. out of Montswood High School and Brian Hudson out of Scout County, Kentucky, who is committed to Zon Burton's Virginia Tech Hokies, even though he's the running back coach. Defensive line, one night we had over 650 submissions for defensive line. A lot came out of the state of Kentucky for J.J. Court. He fits both molds. He can play DT or DN. I like him with DN coming off the edge. He's very strong, very quick off the football. Lloyd Murray, I definitely like at the DT position. We're going to separate these DTs between DN speed rushers and stuff for next week. But Lloyd Murray, he's also got a ton of votes. Out of the 650 votes, these kids are just rallying them in. Because then we got Carter Johnson coming in after that from Pickerington, Ohio. He's committed to TCU. Cullen Shully is from Barry, Pennsylvania. Very good prospect at the D-line position. Jacob Bandez out of Pittsburgh, California. I'm not sure if he's committed or not. I have not checked, but he is running third overall. And Brady Walker looks like he's tied for fourth with Carter Johnson. 398 submissions on the list, 400, so that gives us around 800 submissions for the linebackers in a night or two. Clay Cogswell is running in the chart right now at 45.2%. of the vote he has accumulated. He is in first place on that side. And Justin Sheets out of Central Catholic High School in Toledo, Ohio, awesome looking linebacker prospect, is at 45% of the pie on the right side. Charter City Breeze outside linebackers, middle linebackers. Now, look at it. Jimmy Bates is coming in third right now on a linebacker. He's in the athlete category, and he's been playing exceptionally on both sides of the ball, so we let him in both categories, fullback and LB, outside linebacker. He had like 12 tackles, 10, 11, 12 tackles, his mom said, his coach said last game. So Jimmy's been playing lights out at fullback. Lots of good things happening for him. Evan Grieve out of Eastside Catholic is in second. He was winning in the beginning of the polls, now he's thinking, but we don't know. We got to go check again. Like I said, these polls change by the minute. So I'm just giving you some updates on these prospects. If you go on Scout Trout, I linked it to the radio show page. It's on the news feed. The first article is an update on all this stuff, and we have little boxes that link to all of their profiles, to their databases, I mean, where their profiles can be found. And then that database will, you know, have another link on the bottom or button that will go to their profile, their scouting profile, so you can gain more insight and information on each student athlete so you make the right decision, make the right vote, because your vote counts. Gerald Shepard Jr., very intriguing prospect to me, out of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Tough. We're on defensive backs. I'm talking about safeties right now. Same thing with Chris Helms. He was added to the poll late. That's why he's slacking behind a little bit right now, but it's updated. He has a lot of fans out there in the great state of West Virginia. Daxton Hill is giving Joe Jackson a run for his money, though. Joe Jackson is holding strong at number one at 45.1%. It looks like Daxton Hill from Booker T. Washington, which is a great program in the state of Oklahoma, is giving Joe a run for his money. Joe has been with me a while, and Joe's a great ball player. Probably is better than this Daxton Hill, or just as good, or who knows. But I know Joe's got a lot of exposure. people know who he is. He got good grades, good kid. People around love this kid in college. So there's a lot of, you know, things that play into this. It's more than just putting the pads on, okay? Called college. All right, defensive backs, they got corners. Adrian Cuevas, Central Catholic.
my man, is leading the pack. 391 total votes on that side and 386 on the other side. That gives us almost 800. I know there's probably 1,000 now and more, maybe more. If you listen to my email, it's just going off consistently. Ding, ding, ding. It is annoying. So we turned off the notifications for some polls and then not the others, and it's still all day long. Special teams is very interesting. I cannot lie. Jaden Grant, Hershey High School, Texas, has taken 45.1% of the poll for kickers. And when this was taken last night, 399 votes in a night, which was mostly college football coaches. Just so you know. Now, they either really like what we're doing, or they really like Jaden Durant. I really think they like Jaden Durant because they don't beat around the bush. Well, some of them do. If they really want to recruit, they'll beat around 10, 15 bushes, but they don't. You either got it or you don't. You only got to like you. So, Evan Holmes, Cole Grove High School, Ohio. I watched a kid crank a 60-yarder. In practice, don't count, but it counts because we know you have the ability to do it. It's very impressive. Will Reichart, this is baffling. Nobody's voting for the Alabama kicker that has committed from Hoover High School, one of the top high schools in Alabama. I don't think they were lost in Alabama. And then who is that? Yep, and Cole McGee, from Altoona. He is committed to West Virginia. He's in third. Punters, the punter that I rated number one during my evaluation period, he got offered by Stanford very shortly after that and committed from Francis Parker, California, Ryan Sanborn. Has not come in first. At a Hillcrest, Alabama, I watched him boom it. Yeah, he's got the juice. He's got the juice. Long snappers. Seth McKellar, Brady Weeks, Jack Lanher, and William Moat. Congratulations. Brady Weeks from Missouri. He's at 41.1%. You actually got 190 votes on four long snappers that I don't even know. That is just found y'all. Y'all are good, though. Y'all can play. And here we are. Top 25. Let's talk about how people are tuning in to hear this part. That's all I draw. A lot of players first. It's about them. And then we're going to talk about where they're going. All right. College Football Today's FBS Top 25 Fan Poll Results. Oops. There's two links. I didn't mean to do that. People believe that Kentucky should be in. People believe Texas should be in. But Kentucky had won. Okay, so Kentucky had a little more votes than Texas. And I don't think some of the Iowa fans, like, they're saying they voted, but they don't want to vote for their team because it's the who's out. Somehow they are out at 21.7% in Colorado. Was second at 19% is out, which really screwed our polls, but because we think Colorado has a really good team this year. If you look at LaVisca Chenault, the quarterback, I forget his name now again, he's really Steven Montez, he's playing really good football. Nate Landman, the linebacker, he's one of my butt-kiss guys that I think is going to be on the the watch list as the top linebacker in the country. So he's a playmaker. They got a lot of guys. I don't agree with y'all completely on that, but it is what it is. We're going to take this. He's going to decide pretty much at the bottom spot and who's out. So. But this week, Colorado, looking like they stayed safe, and it will be not Iowa. Unless they have to lose, too. So, but these polls are getting a lot of votes. don't know exactly how many yet, but we'll tally them up at the end. FCS got a lot of votes. Right now it's, man, four teams really got a lot of votes. Youngstown State, Montana State, Central Arkansas, and Richmond. So those four are definitely going to stay either in the who's in the voting at the bottom, or they might sneak into the top 25 this week if the cards fall where they need to. College football today's D2 football poll results. HBCU, Morehouse, 61.5%. Other people believe they should be in the top 25. We're going to examine that. We're going to look more into it. We're going to, you know, look at the numbers, look at the results, you know, and really weigh everything, everything that they've done so far this season. And then Azusa Pacific garnered 44.4% of the vote in the middle bracket. And then Carson Newman, emphatically, they say you should not be in the top 25 at 53.8%. Hillsdale is coming in second. Everybody thinks Colorado School of Mines should be in. Everybody about that. Actually, it wasn't. Yeah, it was Carson Newman. Yeah, Carson Newman and Hillsdale. So, yep. And then let's go look at the 2020 results that were just posted. Aaron Swafford. Aaron Swafford is winning the race right now over Jacoby Gibson and Gabe Carroll, who are both South Carolina products. And, you know, they're in a battle. They're in a battle. Carter Frieden out of Centennial High School in California has been doing really well. He's on a nationally ranked high school team. Friedland. Somebody spelled that wrong. It's not Friedland. Friedland. That's probably why he doesn't have a lot of votes. We'll have to fix that. Stan Hayes out of Washington right now has the most votes. For running back, Sebastian Porter out of Texas is in second. Eddie Kubitsky is tied for second. Charles Palmer is tied for fourth, it looks like, with Gary Osby. It is a race. Kendall Milton is coming in last right now from California. Quinn Bright has had a great first opening run. He's got 32.1% of the vote on this side. So it's been a it's going to be a very very interesting series to see how this plays out throughout the whole season. I hope y'all base it off of production. I hope y'all base it off of game film like we do, and the whole body of work, the student athlete, the personality of the young man. Is it susceptible? Is it, you know, can it win at the next level? Is it a winning mentality? Is it a coachable mentality? You know, or do you wake up every morning, you know, wanting and looking to succeed and get better, or you content with your life just the way it is? You're good enough. That's up to you. Clay Caudill, 31.6%. He's winning in tight ends. I threw Eric Gilbert in there. He's an athlete, but he's a freaking freak athlete for 2020. He's coming in second. Lucas Unger right there. DJ Rogers. This one's a close race, very close race. Yeah, Jared Pickens. Jared Pickens is winning the race right now. It's just close, but he's winning 31%, you know, for athlete category. He does a lot of things. You know, he plays center for his team at 185 pounds, 5'9", but he can play tight end, can line up as a fullback, he can do a lot of things, but he snaps really, really well, too. Overall, you know, one of my high character kids, you know, he's going to, you know, put his heart and soul into everything. And Nick Saban really likes him, you know. So how can you argue with that? Jake DeLucia, though, kid's a stud. He had one heck of a game. I mean, games this year. I've been watching him. He's out of Jersey, where I'm from. one of the better athletes I've seen from up that way. Just phenomenal. I have him ranked really high as an athlete. He came really as a long snapper, but watching him play is a fullback, H-back type, great, you know, and a linebacker. He's just phenomenal overall. He's right there. And Tank Bigsby, best name, you know, of the group. So he's in third. Nare Biggins and Desmond Tawa are in fourth. Hershey High School is beating Miles Monroe and Jake Burns and Justin Rogers. He's in first. Monroe and Burns are following closely in second, and Rogers is third. Gus Hartwig. I know you remember the last name Hartwig. I did when I seen it. He's winning the race, or the pole, and Tate Marsh is in second. Josh Baker is in second as well, and Cooper Mays comes in at third. So, yep, I'll talk a little bit more about why, but this is, you know, the poles have been extremely good. Hudson Walker is winning. He's beating the number one defensive end pass rusher by a lot. Right now, Manziel, the other Manziel that plays defense, he's doing really well. He's in second, along with Chris Braswell. I believe he's out of Maryland, great pass rusher. Braden Pullman out of New Jersey, Mainland Regional High School, I played against him. Very good overall player. He's on our polls. Toby Phillips is winning, of course, out of California, but it's very close. In second place, you would not believe it, is out of Canada. So we have the all-Canadian, Ethan Papineau, has garnered 27% of the vote. 2020 linebackers, Anthony Zimmerman, is in the lead with Gabriel Means very, very, very closely following behind, along with Braden Klosinski. And that is for 2020. We have one heck of a group going. You know, go to collegefootballtoday.org, check it out. Let me know what you think. We have the Heisman balloting going on right now. Of course, everybody's voting for Tua Tagovailoa. And Will Greer's got some votes as well. And then who else is in our Heisman poll? But, yeah, we have some good, you know, Bryce Love has said that they want him to stay in the poll, even though he hasn't had a really good start to the season. Yeah, he had a good start. He has not had a good start. Jonathan Taylor has had a really good start, even though they lost, which plays a part in the Heisman race as well. So, all in all, we did this to, you know, show some things, you know, to the things, people, let the fans have fun. But then I went and looked, and, like, our stuff matches up really, really well, except just a couple of things here or there with the AP and the coaches. So how do we fix that? We can't get in their minds. I know how they think, though, but I can't, you know, predict it exclusively perfect every week. So I'll let y'all do it. I think that's fun. I think it's fair. I think it takes the ego out of it, too, of all these writers and staff writers. I'm right, you're wrong, blah, 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 blah. Because it always comes down to who, in the end, you know, there's a couple slots, who should be there, where, blah, blah, blah. So let the fans, you know, give them options. We're going to give you all tons of options. We're going to present it to the AP. We're going to present it to Brett McMurphy, guy who became famous off of Urban Meyer. and all types of stuff. You're going to see college football at its fullest extent when it comes to what the fans think, what the coaches think that are of the teams, all levels of college football. We're going to highlight coaches, great coaching staffs from lower level schools that have, you know, produced some great NFL players and championships and just have a winning attitude and winning tradition. So, how does this all correlate to scout trial, what I do? We're not a recruiting service, as I said, not a scouting service. We're a get you seen by everyone in their dog service. Then there's over 3,800 college coaches now on my list, and more have joined and asked to join on our newsletter. So there's more than that now. So I'd say it's probably more around 4,000. And I have over 60,000 emails in football, maybe more stashed other places too. So getting all the, you know, it's not just to them. We get it to everybody. Them and everybody else who's anybody in football. And so it's not like a service. It's just I like to brag about, you know, my hard work too. And this has been a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of diligence, a lot of developing a different kind of process that would work and be suitable to me being healthy and, you know, doing this at a high level on the computer all day after experiencing my seventh concussion in arena football. You know, there's a lot of different obstacles you have to overcome to get to this point 3 years into, you know, what started as the pipeline program, you know, pipeline project. And now, you know, y'all see what we're doing. So I love y'all. Thanks for the support. Thanks for everybody who's voted. Thanks for everybody who donates. Thanks to everybody who has signed up. We have a lot of bills, obviously, any company does, and we give everything back to the athletes. Last year, I went negative red for that All-American game in Mobile. Like, everything should make tons of money from this stuff, and it's not true. There is a lot of expenses, a lot of overhead, website bills, radio show bills, upgrading this, upgrading that. We're always upgrading. It's the only way. So you got to do things the right way. You got to go all out and do it. Don't half-ass it. Don't say you're going to do something and not follow through. As a man or a woman, anybody, it's as an individual. So, and that's how I coach. That's my mentality. Because if we hold each and every athlete together, we all are accountable for each other, for our actions, for our choices, for our you know, our overall being. Then that's when we can start to move forward. That's when we can start to really progress in a way that can make change, can make it fair for everybody. And, you know, everybody, you know, talks about racism and a lot of other stuff in America today. This is, I mean, it's there. I mean, I see it every day. But it's a million different things. I mean, a lot of people are getting the brunt end of the stick, as they say, but there's stuff you can do about it. And that's what the people, they know this, that you can't figure it out, but you can figure it out, and you can make it to the level you want to make it at if you just develop that mentality that you're not going to lose. Even if they tell you you're lost in your head right now, you know, find a way to win. All right? And go to collegefootballtoday.org and vote. Go to collegefootballtoday.org/collegefootballpolls for the results of those polls. It's been a long process. I've been working 20 hours a day the last 3-4 days on this to get it right. And it looks good. I like the way you guys are responding. I like the way our athletes are encouraged and, you know, getting better. I watch them get better every day. So thank you all again, and, you know, tune in for next episode. I'm going to start doing more shows and going live for call-ins and stuff like that for people that want to learn more. So thank you for tuning in to College Football Today Radio, and go vote. It counts.